Lady Pompon's niece bounces onto the patio.
Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Evie.
Did you just rise and shine?
Actually, I have just risen.
Isn't it a wonderful, beautiful day?
Evie?
Yes?
Would you stop twirling, please?
Oh, okay.
You want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Good. It's more for me.
Thank you for last night.
Last night? What did I do last night?
Auntie said you carried me all the way back from the temple.
Oh, that, yeah. Evie, do you remember what happened?
Well, I remember. I woke up, and it was night, and I felt I was being called. Then I heard a strange music, and I looked out the window. The moon was so big.
You said you felt you were being called?
Yes, and when I got to the ruins, the music was surrounding me, lifting me into the air. I danced and danced, and I just felt set free, you know?
Yeah.
I could jump into the air, and it took forever to float down. It was heavenly. And then, I don't know, I guess I sort of blanked out.
Yeah. But you're certainly feeling all bright and cheery this morning, aren't you?
I feel so energized, I feel. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Evie, please. Not now.
Okay.
So, you've been spending time with Madame Trunknose.
Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
You won't tell Auntie?
Never.
Madame Trunknose is teaching me.
Oh, the Celtic tarot.
Yes, but she's also teaching me how to talk to the crows.
The crows?
Yes, crows.
Well, do they answer?
Of course, but I'm a better listener than a talker.
Oh, really? Well, what do crows talk about?
Well, to understand what they're saying, you have to see the way they see.
You mean sort of squint through little crow eyes?
Crows don't squint.
Oh. So you're learning Crow-ese? Or is it Croatian?
Jack, it's not a language with words. It's the way words are said.
You mean there are subtle variations on caw, caw?
Of course. It's the inflections, the intonations. That's what communicates in any spoken language. A word is only a carrier. The definition of a spoken word is less important than the emotion, the feeling the word is carrying.
Okay.
For example, a boss may say, "Come here." A woman may say to her child who's hurt herself, "Come here." A woman may say to her lover, "Come here, Jack."
I see.
So, "caw" to you may mean, "I feel wonderful."
Yeah, but why crows?
Why not?
Well, when I was driving up here, I actually saw a crow eating a dead skunk on the side of the road.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was pulling on something that looked just like spaghetti. But as I drove past, I could see it was pulling on skunk intestine.
What do you think it tasted like?
Evie, you don't rattle easily, do you?
Depends.
Well, my point is, why learn crow-ese?
Because crows are smart and free. They don't care about the past. They don't worry about the future. They're just right here, right now, taking life as they find it.
Dead or alive?
Yes.
And you'd like to be like that?
I can't.
Well, why not?
I don't know. I just... You know.
Well, Evie, you just keep on talking to those crows. They may have a few tips.
Can you keep another secret?
Yes, sure. Oh, hang on, okay? Hello?
It's me, Mojo.
Mojo, what's all that noise in the background?
I'm at the mall.
You're shopping?
I had to pick up a couple things at the neighborhood voodoo shop.
In a mall?
Yeah. I had to finish a job. You know, a few whammies. that sort of thing.
Oh, come on. They don't have voodoo shops in malls.
They do in Philly.
Come on.
Voodoo?
It's one of those health stores. Harry and Sam's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sure. They sell vitamins in the front. It's in the back room. That's where they got the herbs and dried wiggly thing.
Come on, you're kidding.
Is he serious?
Who knows?
I looked up the word Gennath.
Yeah? What'd you find?
It's from the scriptures.
The Bible.
Yeah. Gennath or Gennathon or...
Gennatho. They mean the same thing.
Yeah, that's nice. So, what do they mean?
Garden.
Garden?
That's right.
So, Gennath isn't a female genie.
You thought it was a female genie? Oh, man.
Okay. Listen, Mojo. I don't think it has anything to do with a garden.
Don't be too sure.
Well, what's the connection?
Remember...
Mustafa?
Morocco Mustafa?
Yeah. Also known as Quagmire Jones.
How could I forget a name like that?
Remember what he said.
Look, he said a lot of things.
He said, a book is like a garden, carried in the pocket.
Yeah, so?
Think about it.
Mojo, when are you coming up here?
Day after tomorrow. See ya.
Voodoo.
Oh, that's why they call him Mojo Sam, the Udo man.
What's Udo?
Well, it's part yoga and part voodoo.
Wow.
So, Evie, you were saying?
Yesterday, early in the morning... Just as it was getting light, I went for a walk in the woods, and there was this flock of crows sitting in an old dead tree talking to each other. So I stood very still and listened, and there was this one big, beautiful, shiny, black, iridescent crow, and it spoke in a strange, lilting accent.
A lilting crow?
I kept thinking, I know I've heard that voice before, and this morning when I woke up, I knew.
What?
It was her.
Who?
Madame Drunknose.
What?
She can turn herself into a crow.
Oh, Evie.
Don't tell anyone.
Did you see her do it?
No, but...
Oh, Rose!
I gotta go.
Where are you?
Thank you. I love you.
What?
The story is only half told when one side tells it.
Ah, Jacques, I'm making an omelette.
Oh, I'm not hungry, thanks.
But I am.
Oh. You know, I was just out by the woods and I looked in on that mushroom you told me
about.
You
found it.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger.
No.
Yeah, I'd say it's easily 10 feet tall.
Hello?
Bonjour, Madame Popon. Oui.
Have you seen my poodles?
I no see the poodles.
Probably with that trunk-nosed woman.
I no know.
Well, thank you, Monsieur Charzard.
Oui. Ah, poor poochie poodles.
I heard that.
Oops.
The wet man fears no rain.
Once again, Jack is pacing his room, occasionally ducking beneath the stuffed giraffe's neck that extends across the room, its face forlornly gazing out the window at the green fields of Inverness.
I don't know what it feels like to be stuffed, Giraffe, but I think we both feel trapped in here. I can feel this mansion. It's already beginning to tremble with that weird energy, and the moon hasn't even risen. Oh, God. Looks like another sleepless night. Oh, it's got the foxes stirred up again. I can't stay in here. It's giving me the jitters.
As Jack enters the study, he sees Evie, Lady Pompon's niece and personal secretary, seated across the room. Her head slowly bobs up and down, as though she's desperately trying not to doze off. In front of her is a laptop computer. It appears to be hovering about 2 feet above the table. Every time Evie nods, the laptop rises another half inch or so.
Evie?
Huh?
I think there's something that you should know.
What?
Well, your laptop is levitating.
Oh? I wish it wouldn't do that. Now stay put.
Does this happen often?
Oh, now and then.
It's because of the energy we're feeling?
I guess.
What are you writing?
Oh, you know, the usual.
Lady Pompon's memoirs?
She dictates and I sit here and type it in.
Yeah, and her memoirs must be pretty exciting, aren't they?
Excuse me. No, but they could be.
Really?
Auntie didn't marry until late in life, when Lord Pompon was a little doddering, you know? Before that, she was a bit of a hellion.
A hellion?
She tells me all kinds of wild things. But she won't allow any of it in her memoirs.
Speak of your aunt. I better go see.
Okay.
I saw it.
What?
As it vanished.
Saw what, Auntie?
My priceless Tiffany bedpan.
Your Tiffany... Really?
Don't just stand there.
Well, where was it?
Under the bed, obviously. Well,
what happened?
It vanished.
Well, yeah, but where?
Into the wall. Where else?
Well, did you see a sliding panel?
I saw my Tiffany being heisted.
I know you said that, but...
All I know is that I have been robbed of a rare artifact. And that is a fact.
But, Auntie...
Call the police.
No. Lady Giles would never allow the police to set foot in Inverness.
Your aunt is dead. I am alive.
Nope, she was quite adamant.
I insist.
I'm sorry, but her adamant supersedes your insistence.
No, I never.
Auntie, it wasn't your Tiffany bedpan.
What?
Well, just like the Persian carpet.
What are you saying?
They were both here when we arrived.
What are you inferring, poodles?
You didn't own either one.
Oh, besides, they always leave something in exchange.
And here it is. It's a little wooden box.
Aww.
It's beautiful. It's set with mother of pearl.
Hmm.
What do you think is inside?
Most likely a bomb.
Let's see. It's a music box. Isn't it lovely? That was very thoughtful of them. I'll bet they left it just for you.
What is that?
I think it's playing the whoopee waltz.
Both of you, leave now. And take this vile box with you.
Later, after he has finally stopped laughing, he fetches a flashlight and heads off for the hollow walls of the mansion. He steps within this maze of narrow passageways. Most are lit with bare bulbs, except for one section that has a candelabra, a narrow table, a harpsichord, and a chaise lounge, all with ghostly white sheets covering them. This was once the realm of the Madonna Vampira, that strange exotic woman who lived within the walls of Inverness so many years ago.
Wow. The paintings are still hanging here. Some of these portraits are centuries old. I remember she once told me they were all of her different lives. A sea captain, a dandy, an actress, a courtesan. Hey, this one is more recent. It's her, all right. She's so beautiful. So dangerous. Oh, my God, I just realized. That gold mask I saw at the cottage in the woods. That's her. What a temptress you are. I can still feel your warm little tentacles reaching out for me, trying to take control, you little vampire. Well, you're not a true vampire, are you? Because you don't suck blood, do you? You just suck men's souls. Well, okay, not souls, actually. Just our energy. Until they merrily haul us off to some mental ward. But I guess you'll never go hungry, will you? There'll always be some jerk who's willing to stick his neck out. Well, I think it's time to have a talk with the Mask Man. What did he use for a model, I wonder? A painting? A photo? Or the real thing?
Jack continues on through the walls, attempting to locate the various secret sliding panels hidden throughout the mansion.
Most of these passageways are just dead ends. Or are they? Can there be some hidden... Oh, wait a minute. Here we go. Now let's see where this one leads.
As he continues, the passageway turns into a tunnel.
This looks familiar. If I'm not mistaken... Oh, yep, there it is. The trap door. And here I am, back in the center of the maze.
This is a ZBS production.